Psalm 94.3 In every family where Christ abides, a tender interest and love will be manifested for one another, not a spasmodic love expressed only in fond caresses, but a love that is deep and abiding. Psalm 94.4 Christianity to be a controlling influence, Christianity ought to have a controlling influence upon the marriage relation, but it is too often the case that the motives which lead to this union are not in keeping with Christian principles. Satan is constantly seeking to strengthen his power over the people of God by inducing them to enter into alliance with his subjects, and in order 95 to accomplish this he endeavors to arouse unsanctified passions in the heart. But the Lord has in his word plainly instructed his people not to unite themselves with those who have not his love abiding in them. Psalm 94.5 Counsel to a newly married couple. Marriage, a union for life, is a symbol of the union between Christ and his church. The spirit that Christ manifests toward his church is the spirit that the husband and wife are to manifest toward each other. If they love God supremely, they will love each other in the Lord, ever treating each other courteously, drawing in even cords. In their mutual self-denial and self-sacrifice they will be a blessing to each other. Psalm 95.1 Both of you need to be converted. Neither of you have a proper idea of the meaning of obedience to God. Study the words, He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. I sincerely hope that you will both become true children of God, servants to whom He can entrust responsibilities. Then peace and confidence and faith will come to you. Yes, you may both be happy, consistent Christians. Cultivate keenness of perception, that you may know how to choose the good and refuse the evil. Make the Word of God your study. The Lord Jesus wants you to be saved. He has wonderfully preserved you, my brother, that your life may be one of usefulness. Bring all the good works possible into it. Psalm 95.2 Unless you have an earnest desire to become children of God, you will not understand clearly how to help each other. To each other ever be tender and thoughtful, giving up your own wishes and purposes to make each other happy. Day by day you may make advancement in self-knowledge. Day by day you may learn better how 96 to strengthen your weak points of character. The Lord Jesus will be your light, your strength, your crown of rejoicing, because you yield the will to His will. Psalm 95.3 You need the subduing grace of God in your heart. Do not desire a life of ease and inactivity. All who are connected with the Lord's work must be constantly on guard against selfishness. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Then you will not be reckless of your words and actions. You will both be happy, if you try to please each other. Keep the windows of the soul closed earthward and opened heavenward. Psalm 96.1 Men and women may reach a high standard, if they will but acknowledge Christ as their personal Savior. Watch and pray, making a surrender of all to God. The knowledge that you are striving for eternal life will strengthen and comfort you both. In thought, in word, in action, you are to be lights in the world. Discipline yourselves in the Lord, for He has committed to you sacred trusts, which you cannot properly fulfill without this discipline. By believing in Jesus, you are not only to save your own souls, but by precept and example you are to seek to save other souls. Take Christ as your pattern. Hold Him up, as the one who can give you power to overcome. Utterly destroy the root of selfishness. Magnify God, for you are His children. Glorify your Redeemer, and He will give you a place in His kingdom. Psalm 96.2 Chapter 15, Solemn Promises God's purpose for the husband and wife. God made from the man a woman, to be a companion and helpmate for him, to be one with him, to cheer, encourage, and bless him, he in his turn to be her strong helper. All who enter into matrimonial relations with a holy purpose, the husband to obtain the pure affections of a woman's heart, the wife to soften and improve her husband's character and give its completeness, fulfill God's purpose for them. Psalm 99.1 Christ came not to destroy this institution, but to restore it to its original sanctity and elevation. He came to restore the moral image of God in man, and He began His work by sanctioning the marriage relation. Psalm 99.2 He who gave Eve to Adam, as a helpmate performed His first miracle at a marriage festival. In the festal hall where friends and kindred rejoiced together, Christ began His public ministry. Thus He sanctioned marriage, recognizing it as an institution that He Himself had established. He ordained that men and women should be united in holy wedlock, to rear families whose members, crowned with honor, should be recognized as members of the family above. John 99.3 Jesus wants happy marriages. The divine love emanating from Christ never destroys human love, but includes it. By it, human love is refined and purified, elevated and ennobled. Human love can never bear its precious fruits until it is united with the divine nature and trained to grow heavenward. Jesus wants to see happy marriages, happy firesides. 100 John 99.4 Like every other one of God's good gifts entrusted to the keeping of humanity, marriage has been perverted by sin, but it is the purpose of the gospel to restore its purity and beauty. 100.1 The grace of Christ, and this alone, can make this institution what God designed it should be, an agent for the blessing and uplifting of humanity. And thus the families of earth, in their unity and peace and love, may represent the family of heaven. 100.2 The condition of society presents a sad comment upon heaven's ideal of this sacred relation.